WU248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Facet Wealth.
Deborah Rodriguez, a massive blizzard has killed at least 11 people in the U.S. and knocked out power to more than a million customers. Temperatures across the South are dropping into the single digits. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
You can get frostbite 20 to 30 minutes of exposure, though it can be very painful a lot earlier than that. It is too dangerous to be outside today.
More than 4,200 flights have been canceled so far today in the U.S. Snow and ice on the roads held up Tabitha Karch's plans to get to the airport.
So we wanted to maybe skip out of town to hopefully not get canceled from our flight from Boston to Newark. So we decided to drive, but it took us 6 hours instead of four.
The FAA says a Spirit flight from Philly to Cancun turned back after it was hit by multiple lightning strikes. No one was injured. Many lawmakers will have their say from home when the House votes on a government funding bill later today.
Some House Republicans have complained about the amount of spending in the $1.7 trillion bill. Should the Republicans, who are currently in the minority, manage to prevail on making any changes to the bill, it would have to go back to the Senate. But the Senate passed an insurance policy of sorts just in case this were to happen. It's a one-week continuing resolution that would run out on the 30th of December. That would give lawmakers time to make any revisions if necessary. But it also would build in some time for enrollment of the bill, a process that also could eat up some time. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Fallout expected after congressional investigators released their final report on the Capitol attack. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
The Department of Justice knows about January 6th. They prosecuted 930 people so far. They'll prosecute hundreds more likely. They have investigators looking into it. So it's possible these referrals are redundant and that making a referral for Donald Trump alone certainly wouldn't preclude them from charging others.
The report found, quote, the central cause of January 6th was one man, former President Trump. Many students heading home from school for the holidays today will return from break wearing face masks. With a triple-demic on the rise, schools in Montgomery County, Maryland, sent messages to parents today encouraging them to pack face coverings for their children in January. Last-minute shoppers, today and tomorrow are your days. This woman hit stores in San Dimas, California.
Procrastinators, unite! Wrapping isn't done. I'm pretty much panicking right now.
Personal spending took a hit in November, up just 0.1%. Consumers cut back sharply on those holiday gift purchases, also on cars. With two more hours to go in the holiday trading day, the Dow's up 128. This is CBS News.
Facet Wealth is an SEC-registered investment advisor. They offer customized financial planning for you, not just your assets. Learn more by calling 888-598-3966.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible end-of-the-year sale prices from General Steel. That's right, start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40-by-60-foot building or a 50-by-100 clear span building at end-of-the-year savings. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Severe cold weather is in the forecast for the holiday weekend. Warming shelters in Portage County will be open. The Salvation Army, located in Stevens Point, will be open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. all weekend. The River of God Church will be open on New Year's Eve and Christmas Day from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Portage County Sheriff's Department will have their front entrance open 24 hours throughout the weekend. If overnight accommodations are needed, please contact Portage County Sheriff's Office Dispatch, United Ways 211, or Evergreen Community Initiatives. The Stevens Point City Bus will be offering free rides during the day today. The Wisconsin DNR is reminding hunters that the goose season is open again in the Southern Goose Zone, now until January 3rd. The daily bag limit in the Southern Zone is 5 Canada geese. The Mississippi River Zone ends on January 3rd with a daily bag limit of 3. In sports, the Bucks are at Brooklyn tonight. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Snow likely this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 1 below, westerly winds 20 to 30 miles per hour. Snow showers likely again tonight, 2 below, overcast. High of 3, tomorrow, chance of flurries. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 8 below.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
But out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us.
That must have been some kind of doll.
And at the Festivus dinner, you gather your family around and tell them all the ways they have disappointed you over the past year.
And is there a tree?
No, instead there's a pole. Requires no decoration. I find tinsel distracting.
Frank, this new holiday of yours is scratching me right where I itch.
Let's do it then.
All right.
Festivus is back! I'll get the pole out of the crawl space.
Festivus is here. It is December 23rd. And so we are airing our grievances. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us today, this Christmas Eve Eve, Festivus Day. We want to hear from you, 844-967-2789. What are your grievances? You don't have to throw your family under the bus.
No.
It can be
anything.
Stupid. It can be anything. It could be simple, minute frustrations. But we're breaking out the aluminum pole, the metaphoric aluminum pole, and greasing it up, and because it's time for Festivus. But there's many things that I feel like are lasting jokes from Seinfeld, but this really has to be one of the best ones, and it almost didn't make it.
Oh, really?
So it began. So the Dan O'Keefe was a writer for Seinfeld, and he vowed to keep Festivus a secret from his Seinfeld colleagues. But of course, in the last season, in 1997, on the episode The Strike, it still made it into there. And so, but it was basically, it's obviously a fake holiday that somehow came this real celebration that came from Seinfeld, but it was from his childhood. And so this guy, Dan O'Keefe, this writer, said, my brothers and I agreed not to talk about what an insane childhood we had, particularly this made-up, weird-ass holiday celebrated in the strangest ways that my father took from a Latin adjective.
Oh, my God. This is great.
And so the real Festivus for Dan O'Keefe's family, there was no aluminum pole. It had no official date. It had absolutely nothing to do with Christmas, but there were grievances.
There were the airing of grievances.
And so he said it was invented by his late father, who was also a writer and an editor at Writer's Digest. And it started as a celebration of his parents' first date morphed into an unpredictable ritual held on random dates where family members had to talk about things that happened during the previous year. And Festivus also featured depressing themes such as is there a light at the end of the tunnel?
Oh, jeez.
And so I find this hilarious that I didn't actually know that this came from this poor guy's, and the fact that he really did not want to write about it for Seinfeld and then somehow in the writer's room still came out.
It all
comes
out.
One of the most celebrated episodes and fake holidays At least with people of a certain age. If Brooklyn was here, we could ask her if she and her friends in their early 20s have any idea what this is. But,
probably not.
But what are some of your grievances, Jane?
I have a grievance that came to me yesterday as I was driving home after our show, and it was still snowing. Turn on your lights, people. Turn on your lights. I beg of you. I beg of you. I mean, it was 2:30 in the afternoon, so it's not like this was 4 o'clock at night, but it was, visibility was really bad, and visibility was only about a half a mile. And you got all these knuckleheads driving around with no lights on. And it's bad enough trying to make sure you don't hit anything, much less things you can't see because you don't have your lights on. So do that for me.
All right. I think that's a good one.
And it's actually a state law. If you have your wipers on, you are supposed to turn your lights on. Because people will do this in the rain as well and drive with their lights on, which is really dangerous.
I may be guilty of that with the rain. If your that's a good thing to remember. If your wipers are on, your lights should
be on.
Because I certainly sometimes have had my wipers on and did not turn on my lights. So that's a good one. I think to piggyback on that, a grievance that almost everyone who ever drives in the Milwaukee area can probably agree on is the grievance of the Milwaukee slide.
Oh, so annoying and so dangerous.
Annoyed. There's so, I mean, and don't get me wrong, there's a lot of different driving activity that could be listed as a grievance. Not all of them have a definite name in the same way that the Milwaukee slide does, but on any of those 2 to 3 lane streets, city streets, not highways, streets, boulevards, when they just scooch on over to the right lane and just to go right around you once the light turns green. And sometimes the light doesn't even turn green. Sometimes they just run the red light.
Yeah.
And I think that's a very fair grievance for Festivus.
Oh, that is an absolutely fair grievance for Festivus. And I think what irritates me the most about those people, I don't think they're going anywhere. I don't think they have a destination that they're late for. I think they're just poops.
They're just poops. Well, the best is when people speed up to get around you only to be slowed down by the person who was slowing you down.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, did you really get there a lot faster, buddy? And now you're just stuck one car ahead of me.
Oh, what a victory for you.
Good job.
Yeah.
And so one that I know, I kind of have this, but I would say, speaking for my husband, one of his big grievances is kitchenware you can't put in the dishwasher.
Like,
you know, sometimes more delicate stuff that's just like, it's not dishwasher safe. And so you have to wash it by hand. And so then things inevitably end up in the dishwasher. And I then yell at him and go, this can't go in the dishwasher. And he flails his hands and says how annoying it is that not everything can just go in the dishwasher.
There can't be many things.
The thing that did not last this test of time for us was they had a good run, but I had these emerald knives, like cooking knives.
Okay.
There were different colors.
Oh, emerald.
Emerald, like the chef.
Yep,
like,
yep.
What was his catchphrase?
Bam. Wasn't it Bam?
Bam.
Bam.
And the handle, I don't know what material the handle was made out of, but you weren't supposed to, most knives you're not actually supposed to put in the dishwasher because it dulls them. But not only would it dull them, but it was, now the handles are like mushy. So I don't know what kind of chemist wet dream came up with like these, like, because they're like, they were soft at first, but now they like feel sticky to the touch.
Oh, that's
because they've
weird.
Been washed. And so I think it's time to just let go.
Move on.
Of those. What do you do with knives that you don't like, something like that? Is that just something you have to throw out? Cause I don't necessarily want to donate knives that are, the handles feel
icky,
faulty.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't think that's even something a metal recycler would take.
I know.
You know? And I think that's one of the things with people trying to get rid of stuff is trying to do it in the best way possible and not knowing the best way to get rid of this stuff. If you're conscientious about it. You know what I mean?
I think that is a good grievance. I think the fact there's a grievance that as a society that consumes a lot, we have not figured out a better way to recycle, like actually recycle, not throw it in the bin.
Right.
And have the all that plastic that isn't actually recyclable get still end up in the ocean. Like actual use cases of how different materials can easily be categorized and cataloged and sent to be reused in one way or another. Because we go through a lot of stuff.
We do.
And don't. And like, what do you do with it besides just drop it off at Goodwill? And most of the time, they don't want it either.
Well, exactly. If it's, should I throw it away or take it to Goodwill? Then throw it away, because they don't need to be sorting through all that stuff.
What do you do with? Oh, we got a text.
We have a text from the 507 for the airing of grievances on this Festivus. My grievance is dry clean only clothing.
Ah, that was on my list too.
Was it?
Well, as we were talking about the dishwasher only kitchenware, the amount of please don't wash my clothes that I have to say to Michael. And now we have a system, so now he doesn't. But I feel like that's for a lot of couples. I'm trying to be helpful. And so this was in the dirty pile, but it wasn't separately taken out as the dry clean or specialty, like on the delicate cycle, do not put them in the dryer cycle, like that pile of clothes that then your loving spouse, who's just trying to be helpful, goes ahead and washes, and then you try it on. You're like, well, can't wear this anymore.
I used to like that shirt. That was a nice wool.
Yeah.
Blazer.
So I will say the dry clean only stuff. And maybe you just end up washing. I think I have 4 or 5 blazers that are dry clean only, and they just have never been washed, and so they just get Febrezed a lot.
I think too, though. I think we are moving away. You know, we're such slobs now that I just can't imagine a lot of people are buying dry clean. You know, again, you're talking about wools and silks and for things that specifically need to be dry cleaned, because and that tends to be more structured blazers, suits, things like that that need that kind of treatment.
Well, now that so many of us, I mean, we're on the radio, so I try to look nice because we obviously
you do look nice.
We live stream this thing, so I can't totally look like a slob every day for anyone who's watching on Facebook or YouTube or Twitter or whatever. But certainly not wearing a suit every day like some people used to and some still do.
Right.
As far as their dry cleaning bill of wearing a suit and wearing a button-up shirt every day and wanting to preserve those investments.
Well, and just think about, you know, women's suits and the skirt and jacket and pants. You know, I used to have some of those too, I don't even know where I would wear that stuff anymore.
Did you ever have to dress up for the radio? Was that ever an expectation?
When we would do appearances and stuff, sure.
Okay, but not at the studio.
No.
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 Would you wear like a sweatsuit? What was your attire in your first couple, like your first decade of radio?
My first decade of radio, I probably tried a little harder. But it was always jeans. You know, it's always been casual. It's always been casual, which is always one thing that I really liked about radio. Because back in the days when I started, you couldn't see us.
Which I know you love now that people can see you.
Oh, I just love that beady little camera eye on me all the time. I can't tell you.
Would you qualify that as a grievance for this year?
That is a grievance. Yes.
All right. Well, if you have more grievances that you want to share with us, we will read them aloud. 844-967-2789. We're taking another break. This is As Goes Wisconsin, the Christmas edition.
Time to rock the night away.
Hey Badger fans, heard about the Varsity Collective yet? The Varsity Collective was created by Wisconsin alumni with 3 goals. First, to help Badger student-athletes maximize their name, image, and likeness opportunities in college and beyond. Second, to support Badger student-athletes in the classroom and life through our mentorship program. And third, to facilitate charitable partnerships throughout the Badger community. The best part, you can be part of it. Learn how to support our Badger student-athletes at thevarsitycollective.com. That's thevarsitycollective.com.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, It's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves, the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
It's all cold down along the beach. Winds whipping down the boardwalk. Hey, man! You guys know what time of year it is? What time? What? Oh, Christmas time. You guys all been good and practicing real hard? Yeah? Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring you a new saxophone.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, the Christmas edition. I got a little distracted, but we're back because we only have three segments left before it is our holiday season. I'm so excited to relax. Are you an eggnog person, Jane?
I am an eggnog person.
And are you?
I cracked it last night, yes.
All right.
And I'll only do one, what, quart, I guess. But that, because you may as well just jump in a vat of butter and roll around. But it's so wonderful. With a little brandy.
Yes.
With a little brandy.
I'm good for one. I'm good a little eggnog and coffee instead of cream. But I know some people who just suck those things down. And I don't know how their stomach handles it.
Seriously. It's delicious. It's just a glass full of deliciousness, but it's like 900 million calories.
All right. So along with being Christmas Eve Eve and Festivus, it is also National Christmas Movie Marathon Day.
Of course it is.
It feels like a perfect day to have a Christmas, both today and tomorrow. But for everyone who is stuck at home and canceled plans and not trying to be out in negative temperatures, because what is the actual temperature there right now?
I think we're 8 below, but now
we're
when you throw the winds in, it's probably closer to 25 below.
Yeah, so that's what I'm seeing. We're -6 up here in Wisconsin Rapids, but I don't know what it feels like versus what it is, because with the wind, it's probably even less than that. Yeah. So good day to
snuggle up,
watch some movies. What are your go-to Christmas movies?
I love It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay.
If A Christmas Story is on, because it used to be on TNT for several days, and I can't not watch that. I also love Scrooged with Bill Murray, but I also like a whole bunch of different Christmas carols. You know, there's one with George C. Scott. There's one with the Muppets. There's one with the real old one with Alistair Sim. And I'll watch all of those too.
The amazing thing about the Muppet Christmas Carol is how straight Michael Caine plays Scrooge.
It's so great. It really is.
Just, I don't know how he kept a straight face of how some of the lines he has to deliver in that movie while not laughing and not winking at the camera is just priceless.
Yeah, it really is. That it's worth watching that just for that alone.
Exactly. And so according to the AV Club, here are the 30 top Christmas movies. Hmm. Let's see how many you've actually seen, because I was surprised how many I haven't seen.
Okay.
So coming in at number 30, The Santa Claus, which with Tim Allen, which I would agree.
Never seen it.
You've never seen it?
No.
All right. It's good.
Is it?
I think so.
Warm, fuzzy. Of course, it's a Christmas movie.
Yeah, it's good. Number 29, The Polar Express.
Never seen it.
I've never seen that one either.
Tom Hanks. Kind of. I think it looks creepy.
With the animation.
Yeah.
Never saw this one, but I think this is from a couple years ago, from 2018, The Christmas Chronicles with Kurt Russell.
No.
That's on Netflix.
Okay.
I've also not seen that one. This I've definitely never seen. I've never even heard of this. Tokyo Godfathers.
Excuse me?
It's an animated film, and it's from Japan, and it doesn't seem like a Christmas movie at first glance. But it takes place on Christmas Eve, and it's like kind of like anime looking. But definitely have not seen that one.
It's like a Die Hard entry.
26, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, the claymation one. You've seen that one.
I have.
Mm-hmm. Love Actually.
Oh, love that movie.
Do you still love it? Are you in the camp that now finds the movie problematic and feels like it hasn't aged well?
No, I still love that movie.
Still love it? All right.
I do.
The Happiest Season. With Kirsten Stewart? Kristen Stewart?
Never. No.
Yeah, I didn't see that one either. Black Christmas from 1974?
No.
Nope. Never seen it. I've also never
seen it. Sounds real cheery.
It's a Christmas horror film.
Oh, naturally.
It Happened on Fifth Avenue from 1947.
Classic.
I've never seen that. Is it good?
It's a classic.
All right. Number 21. Already mentioned, The Muppet Christmas Carol, classic. Number 20, Scrooge, classic. Number 19, Bad Santa.
Oh, with Billy Bob Thornton.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan.
That doesn't surprise me.
No.
Number 18, Claus, with a K?
No.
I've never seen that one either. It's an animated film, and it's supposed to be beautiful. Shocking visuals, as it says in the write-up. Number 17, Remember the Night?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it either. Christmas in Connecticut?
That I've heard. That's like a 40s.
That's from 1945.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one. There's a lot on here I haven't seen. This is what my marathon will be for the rest of the day.
There you go.
Number 15, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer from 1964. The claymation one.
Yes.
1966, number 14, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Of course.
I love that there's a meme about that one that says, the Grinch doesn't hate Christmas, he hates people, and I totally understand that.
The Grinch is fine, leave him alone.
All right, we'll do the next three, and then we'll come back after the break with the top 10. But number 13, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Never saw it.
Tim Burton. Oh, you never saw it?
No. Is it good?
It is good.
Okay.
It's actually really good.
I would
rewatch that today.
All right, I'll do that today.
Number 12, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Almost a must.
Yep. Number 11, Carol. It's with Kate Blanchett. It's as they fall in love over the Christmas season in 1952. It's a Hollywood romance story. Never heard of that one. All right, well, we're going to take another break right now. When we come back, we'll let you know what the top 10 are, and you can see if your favorite is on the list. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers.
Taste the melody inside your lips, so sweet, so tender.
Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
Who's there, the Spice Girls? Muy caliente.
Oh, they're not hitting.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this Civic Media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Insulin. Penicillin, the heart transplant. All of these medical breakthroughs were thanks to research. Research made possible with the help of volunteers. That's where you come in. The All of Us Research Program is asking for people from across the U.S. to share their unique health information. Because the more data researchers have, the faster they can find the next health breakthrough. But there can be no breakthroughs without research, and there's no research without you. Learn more at joinallofus.org/WBA, sponsored by All of Us Wisconsin.
Quality Foods has everything you need to ring in the new year. Complete heat and serve prime rib dinners for two or four people with all the fixins, even dessert, while supplies last. Call ahead by December 29th to order. Keep your holiday spirits bright with savings in the liquor department, too. And the four-day New Year's seafood sale starts December 28th. New Year's dinners and the fixins from Quality Foods Baker and West Grand of Wisconsin Rapids. Get the details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. A winter storm warning is still in effect in Wisconsin through tomorrow morning. A bomb cyclone storm is delivering snow, wind, and bitter cold to much of the U.S., and Wisconsin is one of the hardest hit states. Many places have not gotten as much snow as forecast, but road conditions are still pretty bad in many places, and wind chills could be life-threatening. Senator Ron Johnson voted no on the omnibus bill that will fund the government through September of next year. He says his no vote is because the bill was pushed through the Senate without time to fully review it. The bill was passed in the Senate on Thursday with 18 Republicans voting yes with Democrats. Senator Johnson specifically criticized the funds earmarked by Democratic senators for community projects in Wisconsin. These funds were requested by senators in their districts to shore up areas like rural health, infrastructure on roads and rivers, and emergency services. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Snow likely this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 1 below, westerly winds 20 to 30 miles per hour. Snow showers likely again tonight, 2 below, overcast. High of 3, tomorrow, chance of flurries. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 8 below.
No matter where you're listening across the Civic Media Network or on the Civic Media app, thank you for tuning in. If you missed any part of today's show and thought that some, if you want to go back and listen to some of the fun facts that we had about NORAD and Santa and mistletoe and now talking about 12 Days of Christmas, you can go listen to it as a podcast and share it with your friends. You can find it at asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you find your podcast, just search As Goes Wisconsin. So before we took the break, we still have 10 countdowns. This is from AV Club. So everyone, obviously, this is subjective of what the best movies of all, Christmas movies of all time are. But we went through the top 20, a lot of which we haven't seen, or some we haven't even heard of.
Exactly.
And so But when now we get to the top 10, you can let us know. Do you agree? Do you disagree? How many of these have you not even seen? But coming in at number 10, White Christmas.
Love that movie.
Mm-hmm. And that is a good movie.
Even though it's a really bad story. I mean, you know what I mean?
Getting stuck at some like random place upstate. Is it upstate New York?
It's in Vermont. No, it's in Vermont. But it's this. Yeah. I mean, the story is so flimsy. And of course, all these people come from all over the country for that one night for the general who's retired. But I still love that movie.
Yeah. Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby. Danny Kaye, who is brilliant. Rosemary Clooney, who wears one of the finest dresses in the history of Hollywood in that movie.
Oh, really?
That black velvet number that she sings with the sparkly gloves.
Yeah.
And I'm fairly certain that that's where Michael Jackson got the sparkly gloves from. It was Rosemary. She did it first. And Vera Ellen. Vera Ellen, who had a waist about the size of my ring finger.
Well, I think I heard something once about her is that she didn't actually sing. That's not her singing in the movie.
No, she's a dancer.
It is Rosemary Clooney,
yes.
But she could dance, and I think she was a dancer, but that is not her voice in the movie. But all right, so number 9, I haven't seen, and I've never heard of The Shop Around the Corner.
Never heard of it. Is that an older 40s movie?
It's an older movie. I'm trying to look for the year. Yeah, James Stewart, 1940.
I think that's on one of the streaming services right now. It might be on Hulu or something. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. All right. Number 8, Home Alone.
I saw it once. I never have to see that movie again.
Honestly, my least favorite part of both Home Alones, because I don't really count all the ones that, I think there's multiple that have come since. I don't really like the end, the big finale with all of the hijinks that happen. Now that I've watched it as an adult, like as a kid, the slapstick comedy of all I thought was fun, but now it just feels so ridiculous that any one of those, like a paint can to the face or a blowtorch to your head, you're not coming back from that.
No,
you're not going to keep pursuing this kid. Like the like ridiculousness of it all really takes me out of the film now that I'm an adult, as far as how much abuse the bandits, the wet bandits can withstand. But the rest of the movie I really like this idea of him taking care of himself and some of the fun things with the movie. But yeah, that part, we watched Home Alone 2 recently. I was like, this is just insane. Like this is not based in reality whatsoever.
It's so over the top. It would almost be better in a cartoon because it's that level of slapstick violence, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of cartoons, number 7, A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yay. Just watched
number
it.
Number six. Maybe this is controversial.
Oh, I know what it is.
Gremlins.
Oh, Gremlins?
Yeah.
Why
Christmas
is that
chaos? I don't know. But
why is that a Christmas movie?
I think it takes place during Christmas.
It's been a long time
since I saw that movie too. Number 5, Elf.
Love Elf. Will Ferrell is just brilliant. And I just watched The Movies That Made Us on Netflix. And they talk about the making of Elf and all the blood, sweat, and tears it took to get that movie made. It's just great.
Yeah. I've watched that same episode, and it was really good. Number 4, A Christmas Story.
Of course.
Classic. You know that they have the updated one. We haven't watched it. We might watch it tonight, but it's Ralphie's grown up.
Right.
And he comes back home to do Christmas. But it's like basically almost all the original cast as adults, obviously.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And so I don't know if it's going to be as, I don't have expectations that it will be as good as the original Christmas Story, but I'm still going to watch it. I hope it's good enough to make you feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Definitely.
Number 3, Miracle on 34th Street, the original.
With Natalie Wood.
From 1947. Number 2, interesting, A Christmas Carol, the 1951 version.
Do we know which Scrooge that was?
Directed by Brian Desmond Hurst and Alistair Sim, giving arguably the definitive Ebenezer Scrooge performance.
his redemption scene, particularly Alistair Sim, when he wakes up in his own bed after all, you know, being out all night, and it's so joyful and so childlike that I can see where that one really ranked up there. So good, so good.
And then number one, your favorite, It's a Wonderful Life,
which was a flop. That film didn't
crazy
do,
to think about.
I know that film didn't do anything when they released it, and was it Turner Classic Movies or one of those places that turned it into this? You have to see this. This is the this is the penultimate story.
This is what the write-up says. Frank Capra's Christmas classic was initially and undeservedly a disappointment when it was first released. But thanks to endless holiday airings on TV, It's a Wonderful Life became a Christmas staple, in large part because of its timeless story about the generosity of spirit and how easy it is to lose sight of it, even with Christmas around the corner. Jimmy Stewart delivers an all-timer performance as the fragile man who finds the true meaning of Christmas where it often resides with those we love.
That will never get old.
It will never get
that
old.
That movie never gets old. I am surprised that our friend Greg Box picked
Die Hard.
Yes, did not make the list, because I have expected it to be on there.
Well, Time Out, I think it was Time Out magazine, had a different countdown of the top 50. And I was going through that. At first, I was like, we're not going to get through all 50 in one segment because it's just too long. But that list had way more of the untraditional Christmas movies on the list. And so I think Die Hard was on there. My brother's been really trying to sell hard that Prometheus is actually a Christmas movie, which is the prequel to Alien.
Oh.
He forced us to watch that this week. And he was like, it's a Christmas movie. See, it takes place at Christmas. It's like, just because it takes place at Christmas doesn't make it a Christmas movie.
As the prequel to Alien?
Yes.
No.
Ridley Scott, we watched it, and I was only half paying attention. I really think I missed some of the moral of that story, but I'm calling no go on Prometheus being a Christmas movie. But there you go. What did they miss? I'm trying to think if there's anything they did miss that I feel very beholden to as a must-see Christmas movie each year. I think they got everything.
I think they covered it pretty extensively. Especially when you consider that Elf and Scrooged are probably the two newest takes on a Christmas movie that we've had in 20 years.
Well, one of the ones, the Christmas Chronicles, at least going through this list as quickly as we did, that one seems like the newest one, because that was 2018.
Oh, okay. That's with Kurt Russell, you said.
That's the one with Kurt Russell. Okay. But yeah. I mean, did you watch Spirited yet?
I did.
Ryan Reynolds?
I did.
Did you like it?
It was okay.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt. It was fun. It was funny.
There were some really very funny moments, but I too thought that there's a plot twist in there which I think is clunky.
Mm.
The whole reincarnation thing? That was unexpected.
Fair enough. All right. Well, switching gears a little bit to everybody's probably most hated Christmas Carol. I don't know. Do you have strong feelings about the 12 Days of Christmas?
It's just one of those things that is.
It's very long.
It is really long.
If you sing the whole thing, it's very, very long. But I think Vox covered this as far as some of the background to explain the 12 Days of Christmas, because I think for a lot of people, where does the idea of not even just the carol and the song, but why 12 Days of Christmas? Because Advent is 40 days. If you start in December, there's 24 days before Christmas Day. So what is this 12 day part? But it is in this, December 25th marks the official start of the 12 Days of Christmas in the Christian tradition. And so it's basically, do you know where I'm going with this?
No.
So the 12 days of Christmas is the period in Christian theology that marks the span between the birth of Christ and the coming of the Magi, the three wise men.
Oh, that makes sense.
So it begins on December 25th and runs through January 6th. And sometimes it's also that January 6th is called Three Kings Day. And then the 4 weeks preceding Christmas are known as Advent, which begins four Sundays before Christmas and ends on December 24th. And so that's where the 12 days comes from.
So, because that was the big party period, was Christmas Day up until the 6th.
I guess, yeah. And so, but the carol has lots of kind of a murkier background. But if you remember, so the lyrics, as they go, is on the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree. And then it's two turtle doves, three French hens, four calling birds, five gold rings, six geese a-laying. It's a lot of birds. Seven swans a-swimming.
And what a mess.
Eight milks a-mating. Maybe that's a mistletoe with the bird droppings.
Yeah.
Eight maids a-milking, nine ladies dancing, 10 lords a-leaping, 11 pipers piping, and 12 drummers drumming. And there's been... As I was reading this, there's some mention of different lyrics over time, like bears abating, ships a-sailing. Sometimes that the gift giver was the singer's mother and not their true love. There's early versions that it was four collie birds, which meant black, so like blackbirds. And some people have theorized that the five gold rings actually refer to the markings of a ring-necked pheasant. So more birds instead of a golden ring, just more birds. but at one point there was a theory on the internet that it was coded as like a primer on Christianity, where the two turtle doves were like the Old and the New Testament. Three French hens were faith, hope, and charity. The four calling birds, the four gospels, like all of this. The internet will do its thing. The internet's going to internet, if you think of that. But that's been debunked.
Okay.
But it kind of, I mean, the 10 lords leaping, the 10 commandments, 11 pipers piping, the 11 faithful apostles, 12 drummers drumming, the 12 points of doctrine in the Apostles' Creed. But it is a song ripe for parody.
Oh, sorry about
that. It's a song ripe for parody, which I chose to do. And we're not going to play it now. We're going to play it in the last segment, because it's been the teaser this whole time. You can also watch it on the interwebs. It's been posted to TikTok and Instagram.
It's worth watching, partner. It is. It's worth a watch.
It's gonna your ears might bleed when you hear it, but it is fun. It's fun to watch. It's a little cringy, but you know, sometimes you just put yourself out there for the sake of the season. And I did that. So when we come back from this break, our final break before we leave for the holiday, 12 days of Wisconsin Christmas, sang, I'm using that word loosely, by myself and I, Kristen Bry. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
All set to go. Shamora, Freeman, and Levins make an awesome trio. It's getting cold in Wisconsin, and we're struggling. Put some wood on the fire.
From the lights on the tree in your house to the rotary lights in the park, may this holiday season be a bright, cheerful time for you and your family. Happy holidays from the staff and residents at Edgewater Haven Nursing Home, a proud sponsor of Holiday for Seniors.
Here at Home Furniture and Design, we are thankful for our wonderful customers. And at this most glorious time of the year, we are especially grateful. Thank you and season's greetings from your friends at Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
On our 12th trip to Glambo, my girlfriend gave to me
last trip
12 Eric Torkelson autographed jerseys, 11 Blaze orange earmuffs, 10 shots of Jaeger, 9 acid tablets, 8 babes of barf, and 7 dudes of booze, and 6 dozen bratwurst, $5 beers, 4 tins of chew,
3 Weber grills,
2 cheesehead tattoos,
and a hickey shaped like a G.
Welcome back to the last segment of our holiday spectacular Christmas special of As Goes Wisconsin. We are staying warm. I am very warm. We are very toasty inside of the studio up here in WFHR. Probably not so much once we step outside, but this has been a very fun episode. I'm so happy to have done this with you.
Me too.
My friend and partner, Jane. So they sounded a little bit better.
The 12 trips to Lambo by the singing Lambonis.
So they sounded better than I did, but I know you've all been waiting for this. We're going to play. It's not very long.
No, it's short.
We're going to play my version of the 12 Days of Wisconsin Christmas.
Take a listen.
On the 12th day of Christmas, Wisconsin gave to me 12 bike lane Santas, 11 cocktail weenies, 10 Christmas Stalin, 9 aluminum trees, 8 Mertz's cheese balls, 7 cherry Kringles, 6 Tom and Jerry's, 5 cannibal sandwiches, 4 brandy slushes, 3 pickled herring, 2 shot skis, and a drive down Candy Cane Lane.
Bravo!
Oh, man. There was a comment this morning on this was so this you can go see it at Milwaukee Journal Sentinel posted this. One of the comments was, I'm genuinely asking who among your readers asked for this.
Why are you doing this to us?
So, you know, last year we did a fun one where I played all 4 characters on Jeopardy, the 3 contestants and the host. And so I set up with answers and then you had to the contestants guessed the question, and similar, some of the same. There were some repeats because there's only so many specifically uniquely Wisconsin traditions. But this year we're like, oh, like how are we gonna top last year? And between having COVID and the weather pending, this was the best I could come up with. And it's fun,
it's hilarious. And if you watch it, because you mentioned this when we were talking about this earlier this week, because you really went for it. You put yourself out there. You really attempted to, and you gave it your all, kid. You left it all on the field. You broke a couple limbs, but it's okay. We'll patch you back up, and we'll send you out again next time.
They can't all be winners, but there's someone out there will appreciate it, even if it's not something that gets replayed year after year after year.
Just a little pitchy dog.
Just a little pitchy. Yeah.
But again, I think you started too high and we talked about the music and you were limited. But I just think the amount of time and the production values and everything, it's really well done.
Well, that's a shout out to Bill Schultz over at Journal Sentinel, who is very tenured producer and video editor there. I always fancy myself as being a pretty good editor. The stuff that he does with the videos that we do is so much fun. And so that's what I said. I was like, this video is only going to work with the footage you find. Because really, I mean, that's what all of those things I listed, like the aluminum trees from Manitowoc.
Sure.
And Bicycling Santas, the event in Milwaukee, Candy Cane Lane, a staple for Southeast Wisconsin as far as places to go see lights and everything. And so yeah, it's fun. Not everything can always be serious breakdowns of things happening, politics happening in Madison.
No, but, it can't.
At the break, we had our colleague over at WFHR, Seth, came in. He goes, can I make a request for a recommendation for Christmas viewing? So, Jane, tell me if you've seen this. Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
I know I have heard of it.
It's an episode of Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh, is it?
Which we talked about this week.
Yes.
As far as celebrities from Wisconsin. And this is another one I have not seen, but Seth's request is for people to check it out because he said there's a parody song about Patrick Swayze or something like that.
Oh, that sounds worth the price of admission right there.
Yeah.
And it's called, tell me again what it's called.
It's an episode. It's not a full episode. Movie. So it's Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
On Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yes, exactly. So I'm sure you just give it a Google. You can probably hunt it down somewhere. It probably exists on YouTube somewhere.
That's hilarious.
But so that'll about do it for this Christmas spectacular. We made it.
We did.
We didn't even know if we were going to have a show today. And well, here we are, three yeah. hours later.
Here we are, 3 hours later. I jumped out about an hour ago and started the wheels up. And she groaned a little bit, but I think we will be all right getting home. I do want to say this with all sincerity, everybody, please seriously be careful. And just with these wind chills and stuff for the next couple of days and even into Christmas morning. So watch out for your pets, watch out for each other and watch out for yourself too. Cause it's serious.
It is serious. And it is, as much as we like to say, we are boldened, thick skinned Wisconsinites who can deal with all sorts of weather. You are still fallible, so please don't take too many chances or risks, because even though it's maybe not as bad as we thought it would be, it's still very cold outside.
Very cold, still very blowy, and lots of wind and stuff. So be safe. I hope you can get to where you want to go to. I've been listening to some other news reports about all these poor people stuck at airports for like 2 days. You know, they're not going to be flying out until Sunday.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So there were 4,600 flights that were canceled today.
I keep seeing different numbers. I saw 5,400.
Oh, maybe.
One news report.
Yeah, maybe.
And so I don't know what in the days, the weeks, whatever, but lots of flight cancellations. So hopefully, if you were listening today, you were somewhere safe, whether it's your home or a loved one's home. Please don't leave if you don't have to. If you're on the road, as Jane said, please turn your lights on.
Please, please, please.
Drive slowly. Bundle up. But I will say in all sincerity that one of my best Christmas gifts is your friendship, Jane. This has been such a fun ride for the last almost 6 months of doing the show with you. I'm excited we have a well-deserved break for the holidays, but we'll be back next week on Tuesday and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to do some fun end of the year shows. But I couldn't do this without you. And I'm so grateful for you and our friendship and your partnership in doing this thing called As Goes Wisconsin.
Well, you're going to get me all verklempt now right before we go to break. But working with you is a joy in my life.
Oh, well, on that note, let's cue the Christmas.
I'm
excited to see you hit the bumper. Let's see what you got for the last song for this Christmas special, Jade.
Many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better,
for worse, in sickness and in health,
to love and cherish,
to be your loving, faithful friend,
partner,
child,
parent,
neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the